Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Dogs of War pregame and happy Steelers week to you all. Come on in, take a seat. This won't take long. This is your 5-minute weekly preview of everything you need to know before Sunday's game against those bums from Pittsburgh. First things first, shout out to our servicemen and women, past, present, and future, our first responders, frontline workers, and all the essential workers who make all of our lives a heck of a lot easier. The Pittsburgh Steelers are coming into our house for a 1 p.m. Eastern kickoff this Sunday on CBS with the legends Jim Nantz and Tony Romo. Now, let's get one thing out of the way real quick here. There is no Nantz and Romo jinx on the Browns. Sure, we might be like 0-7 when they're on the mic, but as Jim pointed out on Cleveland Radio earlier today, the Browns were only favored in one of those games. Nantz and Romo are good for the Browns. Nantz is extremely connected to Northeast Ohio and said earlier today, there is no city with better fans or pride. Now let's get over to Berea to hear what Stefanski has to say about Coach Stump, Pittsburgh, and Baker.
Without him for a little bit here, which is tough because he's such a big part of what we do, who we are. So obviously my well wishes are with Stump. I've spoken to him, obviously, and he's, he wants to be there with the team, but got to take care of himself right now. So that's what he's going to do. Injury front, I think you guys have the injury report on Baker. He will play. He will start. He's met all the requirements medically. Feel good about that in terms of that process and how that went. And then this week, it's as everybody knows, it's a big one. It's versus a division team. So we got to play our best, and I'm looking forward to having our fans down there. I'm looking forward to my first full stadium Steelers game. So excited to hear our fans out there. They're such a big part of what we do when we're down there on the lake. And with that, I will take any questions.
Kevin, could you kind of go into a couple of factors that led you to think
that
Baker was
ready
to go?
Jake, I'd tell you it's pretty simple. It's really medically, he's ready to go. Our doctors, our trainers, the second opinions felt very comfortable about that. And, Baker's, he feels that he's ready, and he feels like he's ready to help this team win.
Okay, so a few things on that. Coach was first talking about running back legend slash coach Stump Mitchell, who was out for a few days after an old knee injury flared up. So we hope Coach gets well soon because he's a big part of this team. As for Baker, look, I'm not sure what else folks need. After both team doctors and his own doctors gave him a green light, he's ready to rock. Let's go. The Steelers are coming in fresh off their bye week and are 3-3 on the season. This is probably our old pal Big Ben's final game at First Energy Stadium, so let's keep that stadium exactly like it was last Thursday night. Big Ben has thrown for 7 touchdowns and 4 interceptions this season with a QB rating of 86. Rookie Najee Harris leads the Steelers on the ground attack and has 2 rushing touchdowns to go along with 2 receiving touchdowns on the year. Our old friend Juju Smith-Schuster is out for the rest of the season with an injury, so look for Deontay Johnson and our other favorite Steeler, Chase Claypool, take the rest of the catches. TJ Watt is, of course, the star for the Pittsburgh defense, and we'll see some other familiar faces out there as well with Joe Hayden and Joe Schobert. As for the notables on the injury report, Denzel Ward is out for Sunday, but Greedy has been playing his ass off, so we aren't worried there. Especially against the Steelers offense, knock on wood. Donovan Peoples-Jones is out a second straight game with a groin injury, and Richard LeCount is out due to something related to discipline. For the Steelers, tight end Eric Ebron is out after injuring his hamstring last week, and edge rusher Melvin Ingram III is currently listed as doubtful. From the Dogs of War weather room, Sunday's forecast at First Energy Stadium on the beautiful shores of Lake Erie calls for a high of 57 and low of 51 with a 25% chance of rain. Now on over to the Dogs of War sportsbook. As of the recording of this episode on Friday, the Browns are 3.5-point favorites with the over-under set at 42. The Browns are now 4-3 on the year against the spread. Brothers and sisters of the Muni lot and all of Browns Nation, let's go take care of some business on Sunday. This has been the Dogs of War pregame. See you on the other side. Go Browns.